Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, October 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of sports news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
DataVault AI, DVLT, expands into sports and esports through strategic partnerships. DataVault AI, a leader in AI-driven data visualization, valuation, and monetization, has expanded into sports and esports through new partnerships with cutting-edge sports management and FN Esports. These collaborations will integrate technologies for tokenized sponsorships, blockchain-based athlete selection, and verify UR-enabled credentialing for Dream Bowl 14 on November 11, 2026, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. This move signifies DataVault's entry into the $600 billion sports and entertainment market, focusing on AI-driven fairness, fan engagement, and health and wellness innovation in collegiate football and global esports. To learn more, visit DataVault AI's website.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, MAMO, launches Sentinel 570 HVAC UTV, first model in new premium Sentinel series. Massimo Group, a leading manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles, has launched the Sentinel 570 HVAC UTV, the first model in its premium Sentinel series. This 500-class utility vehicle offers a fully enclosed, climate-controlled cabin, touchscreen GPS display, on-demand forboot, and independent suspension for year-round comfort and performance. CEO David Shan highlighted that the Sentinel 570 provides power, comfort, and advanced technology, showcasing the company's dedication to innovation. Future models in the series, including the 770, 900, and 1500, are expected to be released in 2026. For more information, visit Massimo Group's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Sieg Media Corporation, CGG, LTRYW, reports strong audience engagement as Sports.com streams opening weekend of Sioux Kerala. Essage Media Corporation, LYOW, recently reported strong audience engagement as Sports.com streamed the opening weekend of Super League Kerala. The event drew over 517,000 digital viewers with an average watch time of 60 minutes, along with impressive stadium attendance. With sponsors like Sports.com and Amal and Sony handling linear broadcasts, the SLK launch signifies a milestone in Sports.com's expansion across India and MENA. This success reinforces Sieg Media's strategy to drive fan engagement, sponsorship revenue, and global football streaming growth. To learn more about Sieg Media Corporation, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/sieg.
Defense news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, expands into sports and esports through strategic partnerships with cutting-edge sports management and FN Esports. DataVault AI Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol DVLT, has expanded into the sports and esports industries through strategic partnerships with cutting-edge sports management and FN Esports. These collaborations will bring AI-driven technologies to sports and entertainment, including tokenized sponsorships, blockchain-based athlete selection, and Verify UR-enabled credentialing for Dream Bowl 14. This move marks DataVault's entry into the $600 billion sports and entertainment market, focusing on fairness, fan engagement, and health and wellness innovation in collegiate football and global esports. For more information, visit DataVault AI's website at www.datavaultsite.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.